ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says they've accepted a proposal regarding a ceasefire agreement. Nothing from Israel on this yet. It comes after President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke on the phone today. Concerns are increasing as Israeli forces prepare for an expected ground offensive into the southern city of Gaza.
President Biden, in a phone call, reiterated to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu what the White House calls his, quote, clear position on Rafah. The White House has said a major operation by Israeli forces there would be a mistake. This comes as Israeli military officials warn civilians in eastern Rafah to begin a gradual movement to a humanitarian area. The president and prime minister also spoke about efforts to secure a hostage deal and ensure routes are open to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Former President Trump found in contempt in his criminal hush money trial. This is the 10th time, and the judge saying next time could be jail time. Meanwhile, on the stand, Jeff McConney.
Jeff McConney was the longtime controller for the Trump Organization, and he handled some of the records that Donald Trump is accused of falsifying, namely the 11 ledger entries and invoices and the checks that all involve the hush payment to Stormy Daniels. And so now the case is making a turn away from the tawdry behavior of tabloid sex scandals and onto the heart of the actual crime charge.
ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky at Manhattan Criminal Court. 6 months out, and it is a tight presidential race. Our new ABC News Ipsos poll showing former President Trump has a 46% support margin of U.S. adults and President Biden 44% in a head-to-head matchup. Big day for Boeing. Its Starliner spacecraft is just hours away from blasting off from Cape Canaveral with a crew on board for the first time. After years of delays, tonight's launch will carry two astronauts to the space station. You're listening to ABC News. In New Mexico, one person is in custody after the murders of two women and the abduction of a baby.
Harley Cisneros and her friend, Taryn Allen, both 23 years old, were at a neighborhood park near Clovis, New Mexico, when someone showed up Friday and started shooting, killing both women and wounding Cisneros' five-year-old daughter. The killer also is thought to have left the scene with Cisneros' other child, 10-month-old Aliyah. Now the FBI says the baby has been found and she's safe, and that an unidentified suspect is in custody.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The death toll from flooding in Brazil is expected to rise significantly. At least 75 people have died, more than 100 are missing, and over 80,000 people have been displaced. The extreme weather has been caused by a combination of hotter-than-average temperatures, high humidity, and strong winds. A pastor in South Carolina facing questions after his wife, 30-year-old Mika Miller, found dead at a state park in North Carolina. ABC's Andrea Fuji has more.
Micah's husband, Pastor John Paul Miller, says she took her own life. Her friends struggling to come to terms with that. Many mourners wearing T-shirts and holding signs to raise awareness for domestic violence. Her husband speaking out last week.
She was probably the greatest wife anyone could ask for.
Micah reportedly filed for divorce from her husband in October, and again just days before her death, according to claims made by her family to local media.
The pastor says his wife was suffering a mental health crisis. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.